Hello.
Hey, Al.
What's up?
Hey, Al, it's John with Local Slash.
Oh,
Hi. I've received a request to hold your account. Or, like,
hold
put
my
your
account.
account on hold. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
so
just trying to
basically.
clarify. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so I was trying to, I called yesterday. I was trying to see if things could be paused in terms of the Google business listing. Essentially, I know I called in maybe last week or so to get things set up, but I was so basically so you, again, I'm working with my franchisor and I'm working with you guys basically in this other company, and essentially for the Google business listing, I think did I speak to you last week? Is that how I spoke with?
Yeah, I'm the one who set up the
Yeah.
account. I remember seeing
Okay.
the franchises in all the different locations, and we were trying to get your own one going.
Right. Yeah. So for the Google Business Listing Authentication, so someone's called me yesterday and told me that you guys haven't been doing. They told me that basically that hasn't been in process yet. So,
Hasn't
so I
been
was
in
like, okay, let me
process?
just. Yeah, because I uploaded all the information in like last week, the day we met, and the process. And I think that the other company told they basically they they're trying to work on this, like they're trying to help me like create a video essentially. So I was like, okay, let me pause and have with you guys until that's fixed, and then from there I can like get things back up and running. That's what I'm thinking, because I don't want to. I think that they want me to. I think that they created a new like a Window Gang of McKinney Google Business profile for me yesterday,
They
and I
shouldn't
don't
be
want
doing that. Remember the
they shouldn't.
discrepancies? No, you. Jeez. Ow. Sorry, man. So you already, there's already like major discrepancies because of your franchise. So the reason we haven't verified you yet is because we've been in contact with Google trying to clear the discrepancies so they understand that it's a franchise and there's a difference between you and these other guys that are surrounding you that are also Window Gang to have your own independent Google business profile. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult process than just a classic verification. But when you create a duplicate, that's going to suspend both of them.
Oh,
Both
really?
of them.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't know
yeah.
what's I don't know what's going on
Oh
with
man, Al, you gotta call us before you do those ones. We always ask that too, in the voice verification and your subscription terms. We always say before you add anything, just double check with us so you're not duplicating your listings or paying for something we're already doing for you. You know,
Yeah,
and
so
that's
because
exactly why.
this is it something we're going to try that we've done with other owners, just create a new listing. Could you please
No.
put them to the step?
No. That guy has no idea what he's doing. You don't create duplicates. You don't create
Okay.
duplicates. The AI sees anything that has to do with same name, address, and phone number. If there's two of them, they suspend them both until we verify what's what.
Okay. Because I haven't uploaded the video yet, but or even did it. But
Well,
so
you
I
can
think.
upload the video to the Google business profile that we're already getting verified and everything we're doing for you. That's fine. We could have even made a video for you too. All you had to do is call in.
Yes, yeah, so I called it because like so I haven't done anything yet, and therefore all I did was follow that yesterday that they created this thing, this new page or something.
Yeah, we could create a video for you. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need to. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to create a video. I was just trying to. So essentially, what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to get you verified. I know I was working with this, my
Right,
franchisor,
we're doing
right?
that.
And I'm working
We're
with you.
doing that on your
Yeah.
behalf. We always do. We're a Google partner. So we're literally, I don't know if you look up Local Slash and Google Building One. We're right across the street from Google. So we process these every day, like almost 1,000 of them. Every time somebody registers a business, unless they're doing Google ads, then I don't actually talk to them, but our company does them. So the only issue with yours and the reason you're not getting verified right away is because of your franchise and because of those discrepancies. You do have the same name, different address, different phone number, different location, website's the same. So we have to manually bypass that because the AI is going to go, what the heck's going on? There's a Window Gang right over here in Texas with the same website, and there's another one over here with the same website. The AI doesn't pick that up. We have to manually register it. So it's a little bit slower
Okay.
process. They send the pin to you in the mail. Pin takes 5 to 7 days to even get to you in the mail. You signed up 7 days ago. So it should be coming. And then also there's a TNC, you already signed that. And then the Google verification form, did you fill that out and send that in?
through a verification form. All I did,
so when you signed up, I sent it over. Yeah, because it's a 3-step verification process that you have to complete.
Yeah, I think I did. Because basically, what I did was I uploaded the business documents.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, give me some. Okay.
Yeah, I see all these notifications, like, from yesterday. I see, like, Yelp, Facebook's up. Oh, it says, if you'd like us to do the Facebook page, you have to give us access to the Facebook page. Please review the information. Here, I'm going to go into your tracking system and account dashboard and see what it tells me.
Go.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I know with franchises, it's always a pain in the butt. Just because you guys got the same website and same names, but different locations and different phone numbers. Okay, Google Places. Prepared 3 out of 5, not completed. Okay, what's the reason for it not being completed? Prepared on 1-8, ordered on 1-7. 202 Luna Lane. Publish profile to assign categories. As in Allen County, Denton County. 1086. Yeah, it just says verification pending. I'm not seeing your Google verification form, though. You submitted the Google verification form?
No, I think I did.
Like we already did client interview. That's good. Client interview was done quick the next day. Okay, let's go ahead and log in. See what we're doing here. Oh, I like that. Did you send that logo in after? I've never seen this logo that they have here. Looks like a...
Which logo?
Looks like an agent almost, like an old school guy with a brimmed hat and some sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the Window Gang logo.
It looks like a gang member. Okay.
Oh, sick.
Like an old school gang member, you know?
Yeah. Window Gang, yeah.
Okay. 5 listings created, 0 Google profile actions, 1 local lead produced. What is this local lead?
Good authentication telephone call. Please speak or enter the code. Please see your computer screen for more information. Goodbye.
Huh. The 773 area code. Try to call you. Authentify. I was on 110. Okay, let's go back. Website's good. Yeah, that's the company or the franchise website. Yeah. So the verification still says it's pending. Sometimes it takes them a second to verify, but you got to complete all 3 steps. So maybe the last step is just that PIN. The PIN comes in the mail. So they have like a letter that they mail you. There's the form that you fill out. And then if you are missing anything on the form, then Google requires us to do a video verification. So they might be reviewing to do the video verification. And they just send us a notice. As long as you check the box at the bottom that you're okay with that option, they'll just send us a notice, and then we'll literally just call you and do it over the phone, like as a video call, and verify the listing. If we have to go that route, may have to go that route because you're a part of a franchise. But jumping in and creating a whole nother Google business profile is definitely going to suspend the listings and stall that process. We're already like a week in at jumping through these loops. You know, we don't want to go backwards necessarily. So the reason that you were considering jumping into that other service was because they were going to create a video for you? And that's why you wanted to put this on hold?
I mean, I'm trying to, basically my ultimate aim is to follow. I'm trying to, I'm trying to get my Google business listing, you know, up there. Because, I mean, I'm trying to make it live because, you know, I'm paying, basically, I'm trying to get my Google business listing live. I was working with Company A, which is a part of my franchise, initially. they weren't producing. I don't know what happened with them. So that was, I know you called. So then I started working with you guys, Company B. And then you guys called yesterday, and I was just asked for an update on the Google business listings there. Everything's pending and all that. So I was like, okay, well, so then Company A reached back out to me and told me, hey, we actually are going to try this other approach, which is a video verification yesterday.
Gotcha.
So they basically created another thing, and I see. So I'm in my Google Business Profile Manager, and I see two store code ID. One is the original one, which is suspended. The other is verification required. So I probably won't do the verification required for that one then, right? Because you said that's going to cause the issue.
Yeah. So on your tracking system, I just logged into your tracking system. We sent you the username and password when you sign up. So it says right at the top, your Google Business Profile requires verification. Verification is not completed. There's a button that says click here, and then there's a phone number. It says contact us as soon as possible to guide you through the process. Please have the following information: picture of your business license showing your business name and address, a picture or link of your business state registration showing your business name and address, picture of a vehicle. You could hide the license plate as an option. And it says a picture of service tools you use to carry when you work on projects. So those four things are what it's requesting. And then basically at that point, I'm pretty sure they're going to call and just do the video verification while you have those things. So those are things that they're going to request. But that's in your tracking system. Like, it gives you a step-by-step walkthrough on getting your verification finalized.
So do you see in the business info tab?
Yep.
Very bottom. You go to business documents.
So business documents, business photos, business card. Here it is. License and insurance, BBA, invoice, tools and equipment. Oh yeah, you already sent it in. Then why is it asking for these? Okay, Okay, I got you. Now I understand what's going on. I'm like, oh, he's deep in it, and then we're still not processed yet. So I have to message them. Let me see here.
I did this the same day. So we got started.
You sent it all in. Okay.
Yeah.
Needs his GDP. Ready for video verification. The pin was never received, though. You never got that postcard in the mail?
I don't think I ever got a postcard from Google, no.
Okay.
Do they do a digital pin, or is it only a physical mail?
It comes in the physical mail. But we could bypass it sometimes if there's an issue with the mailing address.
Okay.
We still will need the PIN if it comes in. It just makes it a lot easier if you do the physical route. But I'm also going to go ahead and proceed to request the video verification appointment as soon as possible, since everything's already in there that it's asking for. I didn't see that, and I don't know why they didn't just see that and go ahead and contact you. But sometimes they ask for 24 hours, but I don't know. You're 7 days in, so we should be past this point already. So I'm just going to go ahead and request the video verification, and then obviously if that PIN comes in, we'll still use the 5-digit number on the back of it to verify your location. That's going to be important just because you're a franchise. There's other guys that have their Google Business Profiles up and running with the same name and same website.
So the URL is different. Some of the URL is different, unique to my business only. In terms of specific location. Yes, it is.
There's a little thing at the top when you hit change location.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, click a different location and hit filter, and then it'll actually take you to, you know, all the other sites. They're all there on the East Coast. But they all look like same domain name. It's just, it just changes the location on the IP address.
Yeah, so it's like windowgames.com/location. Like, for example, it must be windowgames.com/McKinney, for example, or whatever. Or
yeah, but that windowgames.com is the domain, and then it just has the feature of being able to change locations.
Right, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's just because it's a franchise. So you all are using the same domain. It's just it's almost like navigating you to a different page. Like if you click services, it'll go windowgames.com/services, you know, slash McKinney. So it's the same domain. It's just different page that you have on that domain based on your location. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's a franchise site.
Franchise site.
That's why I was telling you, like, we could have developed a site for you and made it separate from there. It would have probably made it a lot faster, but you can't do anything with AI when you have a franchise like this and it has the same websites and same name. It just causes discrepancies with the AI because the AI system's designed to catch any, like, misinformation, basically. You don't want to be giving people, like, an outdated number or, you know, if somebody's trying to, you know, have the same business but get multiple local listings and not actually do the Google ads that they would need to do, then, you know, they catch that from the AI portion of it. Then we have guys that manually will push the papers through. And that's why you're going a little bit slower than average because everything has to be done manually. Basically, every time we submit stuff for this location, it's just getting us like red flag, you know, correct this, red flag, verify this. So it's stuff that we have to do, video verification and the PIN verification in the mail. We got to do it the old school way, basically. We can't just push it through online.
Okay. So just to make sure, you kept asking for the form. I think I filled a form out, the one you said initially. Can you verify?
I think so too, because your account dashboard has like all these photos in it, and those are usually uploaded through the page, the Google business or the Google verification form.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't see it, but it's weird because the top of the account says your Google profile is not verified, you know, and you click on it and then it asks you to send these things in. But then, like you're saying, I go to business info, scroll all the way down to the bottom and the pictures are there. So,
yep.
All right. I just got to send it down. I don't know why Shalette sent you over to me. She should have sent you to the verification department, honestly, but I think it was because you have like requested a hold instead of help with the verification. So she sent it back over to me. Basically, what I was supposed to do is offer to hold it, basically, like push your billing out 2 weeks. And I could still apply that.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to, yeah, I mean, all I really want to do is, I'm going to get my Google business listing live. I want to optimize my information.
And I want to make sure that happens before they charge you again, though. So that's why I'm offering to do that. So I have to get two weeks out in order to apply that as the start date on your account. So personally, I'm just going to notate it myself. And then on the, let me see here, the 21st, because you started on the 7th, on the 21st, you'll get the notification as your start date, and then the next bill won't be due till February 21st. But allow us to get through this without causing another discrepancy. I've already sent it over to the right department, and then they'll reach out to you for the video verification. And then, like I said, if that PIN comes in, it's just a little 5-digit number on the back. If you have that in the mail, just go ahead and text that over to us, too. And that'll help.
Indeed. And do you know who it's from? Like, because I'm looking at my mail.
Oh, it says Google. Yeah, it says Google right on it. It's a postcard. It says Google, and then there's a 5-digit number on the back. There's actually images of it too. If you go to like Google Images and just put Google verification letter,
you can send it to you.
So, yeah, it says Google My Business, and then it has a little number there.
Awesome.
Yep. Like that.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that yet.
No. Yeah, it's usually like folded in half, and then you like rip the edges off, and then it opens up, and I have the number inside.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have it yet.
Yeah, that's really important, especially because you're a franchise and you have a specific location, you know? And so the only way for them to verify that you're there is to receive that card and that little number. Sometimes, though, if we're having issues, kind of like now, they can also, the people who do the video verification, because that's actually a Google representative that'll do the video verification, they'll just send, they could text it. They have a way of being able to text it from their servers there. And then sometimes you could just give it to them that way, like off the phone. So just as a means to bypass it. Sometimes we have to do that if there's a problem with somebody's address. Yeah, I mean, I've requested the video verification. So once they get you on the phone, that'll make things move pretty quick. They'll do what they need to do in order to get it verified and up and running.
Okay, so video verification, what do I need to have? Because my work and my employees have my truck and my equipment. I don't have it with me.
Yeah, well, the thing is like they have access to this account dashboard and tracking system too. So the stuff that they're asking for, you've pretty much sent in. Like, I see the truck right here, you know, the 803-325-7585. I see it all with the license plate even. So they should be able to see this too, you know. It's just, it has to be manually verified just because you're a part of a franchise. It just makes it hard on you because you already have that other network in there. So we have to manually do everything versus somebody else, you know, if it's just like an independent company that's doing window cleaning, we'd be able to get it up and running a lot quicker. Or if we were building it all from scratch rather than have to go in and maybe undo some things and redo things, you know, it's just build it and post it. And then we already have managerial access to it. So I think also, too, they're going to have to get permissions to access certain things because of the franchise, too. But they'll walk you through it. Either way, we'll make sure that we get it done for what you've invested. And before that next bill rolls around, we'll make sure it's all up and running. But I understand the urgency, too. You know, that's why I've already messaged them live here and requested the appointment. But they have to schedule it or give me the next available times, and then I can follow up with you on that, see when we could get it going, okay? I just need a response from them.
Okay, so next up, you just follow up, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to call you directly because I've already opened up a window, like a G-chat window with these guys.
Okay. And will that be today or tomorrow, or when do you expect that to happen?
Let me ask. Thank you. said, we may be able to get him in today. I said, not may, like now. Not may, like, dude, maybe. Like, that's not a time. Give me a time. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm like, he's doing everything. He's following all the steps. And then you guys are going, oh, we might be able to fall. Clearly, this is 7-day-old account. Maybe I need to tell him that. So what? Did you inform client that verification process usually takes 7 to 14 days to complete, especially for a franchisee? Should notify him of this during the subscription terms that he signed. So what? He's 7 days in. Can we get it going now? Like, they're trying to say, oh, I don't get it. They think, like, oh, they're not doing their job or they're going to get in trouble, you know? So I'm trying to tell them, like, dude, that usually the guidelines, they say 7 to 14 days. And then he's like, oh, he's only at the 7th day. I'm like, I don't care about that. Like, okay, he's at the 7th day. Like, I get it. Okay, like, when can we get to the next step? Jesus. Oh, my God. All right, Al. I'll be going into defense mode. I'm not telling you that you're not doing it. I'm just saying that he wants to get it going ASAP. Okay, let me get Caesar. I'm just gonna get his boss on the line. Okay. Okay, so the head of the department across the street, his name's Caesar. He said to let you know that we're gonna make sure we get things taken care of today. He's like assured the client that we'll get it taken care of today. He's gonna assign three agents to it, and then the soonest available one will reach back out if there's to do the video verification. Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you. And like, what's required there for the video verification?
It's usually a simple phone call. You know, they're just trying to see face and verify everything over the phone before they, because basically what they're doing when they're manually overriding it is like they're putting their word on it. So they're putting their agent number, they're verifying, saying, hey, he is who he says he is, he does what he says he does. So the video verification is just them being able to actually like see you and say, hey, like, you know, they might screenshot a picture of, hey, we verified this guy, we talked to this guy, he's real. And then they just kind of manually push it through. So they might ask you some simple questions, It does say on your Google or on your account dashboard and tracking system to have certain documents ready, but you did already send those documents in, and I've already notified them of that, so they shouldn't be bugging you for anything really, other than to just video verify.
Okay, well, thank you. And they'll call my number 214-998-1152.
Correct. Yeah, they'll call you on the line that we're on right now, the 1152.
Okay, cool. And do you know what number they will call? Because I don't want the automatic. I don't want spam blocker to reject the call. Do you have an idea what number they'll call from, or should I turn it off or something?
Yeah, hold on.
So, for example, like on this call that you called, the phone number you called me on, it says toll-free call, telemarketer.
Because I'm calling you through my computer, not my landline. Sorry. Okay. I just copied and pasted the number from the customer service department chat into my computer and dialed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got like 3 monitors in front of me, and I get notifications all day, and then random calls come through. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. He says, we won't know. Google sets up the phone number they call from. We don't have control of that, Caesar said. So it might be like this one where they're calling you voice over internet with a recorded line.
Got it. Okay, I will just try to be on lookout for that.
Yeah, but he says it'll happen today. He says he's trying to get somebody to do it within an hour.
Okay, within an hour. Okay, I work soon. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. All right, Al. Thank you for touching base with us, actually, and not, like, just jumping through all those loops. Because if we would have found out after they already set everything up and you paid for it, that would have been a bigger mess, you know. That would really stall the verification or even get the account suspended entirely. So.
Okay, no, I appreciate your help. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Oh, he said that I can let you know that you will see our 877 number when we call to set up with Google. So he says we'll actually contact you, and then we'll bring the rep in on the line. So that way you recognize the number.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. All right, Al. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You're welcome.